Forever Dog.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Godcast. I am your host, God Almighty, joined as always by Joan of Arc. Joan, good to see you.
Hi.
Joan, you can't see, of course, at home, but Joan is wearing some new armor that looks absolutely fantastic. I like it very much, very shiny.
Thank you for noticing, my lord.
Now, is that your guard? I'm looking at the guards of Vambrace, especially, and the greaves. The greaves match the guards of Vambrace. That's the old joke. Do the greaves match the guards of Vambrace? But they really do in your case.
Thank you for noticing.
Of course. Of course. It looks really nice. I like what you've done with the guard braces and the placards.
I can't believe you noticed that. No one
of
ever
course.
Notices that. And I am not trying to sound braggy, but I made this.
Really?
I learned to solder.
From YouTube, I'm imagining.
Of course. They have everything.
They really do. But I find the best thing they have, actually, is soldering instruction. They have hundreds of videos.
So thorough.
Everything you'd ever want to know about soldering. and then some things you even probably don't want to know.
Oh, I love it all.
Yeah, no, it's great. It's great. Our guest today is a new arrival up in heaven. I'm very excited to talk to her. It's Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg. Joan, I think you're going to like her. She's a lot like you. She's a female warrior, only instead of using a sword, she uses a gavel.
That was kind of forced. God.
That was very forced. That was very forced.
You've got better. Yeah.
But her presence here today got me thinking about some of the rulings that I have made in the cosmos on the grandest level. And so today I'm going to be announcing a few changes. I have been working on this for some time, probably about 5,000 years-ish, give or take. I am updating the physical constants of the universe. It's very exciting. I've assembled a blue ribbon panel of some of my top people. I got Gabriel, I got Michael, I got Isaac Newton, I got Albert Einstein, and I had Marie Curie. Marie Curie, by the way, she's really good. She's really talented. You know, she discovered radium, discovered polonium, really an amazing scientist. I don't think of her as a woman scientist, but having said that, it was nice to get a female perspective on universal constants and to have her on the panel. And, you know, the optics didn't hurt.
You are so woke.
I try to be as woke as I possibly can be.
Because of the radium thing, do you ever say you're so rad? Does she like that? No?
Well, she actually literally is radioactive, and I try to keep everyone else away from her because she can contaminate and poison anyone she comes into contact with.
Oh.
Now, this has been in the works for some time, as I said, really ever since the Big Bang or creation, whichever of the two you believe started the universe. I'm not going to give away which one because it's a whole spoiler thing that you'll discover for sure one way or the other upon your death. But okay, first off, from now on, E equals MC cubed. Yeah, that's a big one. That's probably the biggest one. And that's a simple matter of I want more energy in the universe. You need more energy to fuel your economy. Fossil fuels are running out. I think E equaling MC cubed is really going to help with that. And to also to help with productivity, to get more stuff done. From now on, every day we'll have 27 hours in the day. 27 hours a day. Those two things will really increase economic productivity. I'm excited about those.
Oh, I have an idea. Maybe because, you know, the song is so good, like the Beatles said, you could have 8 days a week.
Why would you? That makes no sense in any way.
I'm so sorry.
A week has 7 days. A week has 7 days. Think of it.
I will go to confession later and apologize for my stupidity, my lord.
Okay. Moving on. From now on, I am consolidating some dimensions. I'm consolidating the dimensions of length and width into one dimension that will be called length. This is going to feel the same. It's going to have all the experiential phenomenality of three dimensions, but with one third fewer modalities. Efficient, exciting. And by the way, height remains unchanged. Short people will still be insecure, and tall people will still be deemed irrationally more competent. But look for lit, very exciting. Okay, back to some number stuff. Right now, light travels around 670 million miles an hour. That is the speed limit of light. I am going to change it. It's going to be exactly a billion miles per hour, just because, honestly, it's so friggin' cool to say light travels at like a billion miles per hour. And that'll be not just like, but like exactly right.
So cool.
So when you see somebody, yeah, going by saying, he was going like a billion miles per hour, that will scientifically be correct.
Literally.
Speed of sound, however, big decrease from 761 miles per hour to 85. Reason for that? Automobile safety. 85 miles per hour, you hit that, it's going to be a huge sonic boom. It's going to deafen you. It's going to cause you to have a car accident, probably kill yourself. I want you to drive safely. From now on, speed of sound, 85 miles per hour. Pi. Pi, this will be happy news for any student, is 3. Pi will only be exactly 3. No more decimal, no more Greek letter, and you're going to be pleasantly surprised by how much rounder circles look when pi is 3.
This is huge.
What else? I'm just going to write Planck constant, vacuum, magnetic permeability, Van Cleveland constant. I don't want to bore you with any of these. These are only things you would care about if you were a hardcore physicist or if you were made of matter. Oh, one more thing. This is like an afterthought, but it just as a standardized form of measurement, from now on, I'm adding a new form of measurement. The unit of measurement that is 10 inches from now on will be referred to as one penis.
Mm-hmm.
Because all penises that everybody has are exactly 10 inches, right, as you all know. So just having one standard unit of measurement, the 10-inch measurement is one penis. So, for example, you would say, could you please stand 10 penises away and I'll throw you this Frisbee?
Right.
So we're just going to add that. So these are all coming, and they're coming very soon, very, very soon.
Oh, when can we expect them?
Literally within the next 50,000 years.
Wow.
Within the next 50,000 years, they're all going to be implemented, and you're going to see them all around you, and it's going to be very, very exciting. And I think these are changes that are long overdue,
mm-hmm,
and are going to streamline things and make things very exciting for human beings or whatever creatures I decide will take their place after their inevitable apocalypse. So all those physical constants will be changing over the next 50,000 years, but there is one constant that will never change. And that is the presence on this Godcast of Prayer of the Week.
Prayer of the Week!
As always, getting down on your hands and knees, looking heavenward, and beseeching me for something is useless. The only chance you have to have a prayer answered is to go to Apple Podcast and include it as part of your 5-star review of this very show. That's how I roll. Now, Joan, what is this week's prayer?
Oh, this week's prayer just really spoke to me because I felt like it was so selfless. It's a prayer on your behalf. And it comes to us from @MarkJSharkey. And he asks for a blue tick for you, meaning a blue check mark, meaning that you would be verified on Twitter.
Oh, well, that is very selfless. Thank you very much, @MarkJSharkey. Love the internal rhyme, by the way. So this issue of me being verified at the Tweet of God is not a new one. This has been going on for some time. And this is what happens when social media takes over the world. 5,000 years ago, 4,000 years ago, all you had to do was kill a sheep, cut the skin off, write on it about me and my foibles and my creation, and everyone was absolutely sure that I existed. Those were the good old days. But nowadays, as you know, there are institutions like Twitter, like Facebook, like Google. And alas, they have grown to be more powerful than me. They have more power than me. And they have the ability to determine whether or not I exist as a metaphysical entity. So I have not been verified because I have never been verified. And they are loath to do that because they know that if they verify me, if Twitter verified me, put that blue tick by at the Tweet of God, it would be the single biggest news story in the history of the human race. My existence would be verified. Life would have meaning. There would be a purpose, and everyone would know it. Unfortunately, not everybody gets the blue tick. I know Joan, for example. Joan, you yourself have a blue tick. How did you get that?
yes, my self-esteem entirely hinges upon me having that verified check mark. So thank goodness. But yeah, there were a lot of imposter accounts back in the day of Joan of Arc, and then Joan of Arcadia, that TV show came out, and it was confusing. So I made my plea to Twitter to make sure, you know, since I'm sainted and all that, that they knew they were talking to the real Joan of Arc. And it worked.
That's great, and I'm happy for you. It's not like I'm lacking in imposter accounts. There are plenty of fake gods on Twitter. There are plenty of fake gods in the real world. But unfortunately, they haven't listened to my pleas. Because, as I said, I don't have the power I used to have in certain circles. There are certain institutions and people that terrify me, that the ability to put me in my place.
Like who?
Well, Vladimir Putin. You know, Vladimir Putin terrifies me.
Yeah, I get it.
That guy is plotting things, and he is devious. He is absolutely devious. And I keep
terrifying.
Every day I wake up and I think, what is Putin going to do to me today? He's worse than a Bond villain, that guy. And the Russian accent is just really, right? It just sounds really, really creepy. Mm-hmm. So to answer your prayer at Mark J. Sharkey, thank you for thinking of me. I am doing everything I can to make that happen. All I can tell you is I'm working on it. I have been entering Jack Dorsey's dreams every night for the last 3 years, bringing with me a prop of a giant blue check. For some reason, he has chosen to interpret that not as me wanting to be verified, but as me wanting him to grow a 19th century lumberjack beard, which is what he has. It's quite ridiculous. And when I am verified, it will, of course, be the biggest single development in the history of the human race. Thank you. That's Prayer of the Week.
Prayer of the Week!
Coming up, my interview with Ruth Bader Ginsburg, or to use her humorous rap name, Tupac.
Hi, everybody. Tim Heidecker here to let you know about our latest episode of Office Hours Live.
Office Hours is great fun.
With the great John Early and Theda Hamill.
Very handsome.
Thank you. They're here to talk about their new movie, Stress Positions. And we just had a wonderful time. There was a lot of laughter and joy. Don't believe me? Well, listen for yourself on the podcast app of your choice. You're not going to want to miss a second. That's at Office Hours Live. At the podcast app of your choice.
Bum, 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 bum.
I love Vic and Doug, and I love drinking my wine.
Our guest today spent 27 years as a justice on the United States Supreme Court, which was the culmination of a lifetime devoted to using and transforming the law to promote greater equality for all people, particularly women. I'm honored to be joined by a woman who absolutely ruled, Ruth Bader Ginsburg.
Hey, God, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
You know, I've been better. But, you know, I have to say that working out, you know, I'm a very avid worker-outer. The work with my trainer has really, it's kept me fit.
I was going to ask you, I know you're an avid worker-outer, and then you passed away. And that, of course, among other changes, required hiring a new trainer.
But my bones are fine. That's the thing that people don't understand. My bones are very strong.
Yes, yes. No, it was your internal organs that I decided to completely sabotage.
Yeah, I really didn't like your timing. You could have Could you not have waited a few months? God, I mean, seriously. Look what the hell is going on. I don't understand you sometimes.
Well, let's talk about that, because people have criticized me for letting you pass away just in time to let another woman take your place, Amy Coney Barnett. Do you like her, by the way?
Amy Coney Barnett. Her name is Amy Cunty Barrett. That is her name. Amy Cunty Barrett. I cannot believe that you let that happen. I worked... Do you know how many years I worked? I worked so hard for gender equality. I worked for so women could have the right to do what they need to do with their own bodies, so that they could be paid equally, so that they could have the same opportunities as their male counterparts. And you allow this I don't even know what to call her. Not, and by the way, not that smart.
Okay, just to clarify, I'm a nitpicker, but her middle name actually is Coney. It's not.
It's not Cunty?
No, it's Coney. But other people have suggested that the right thing to do would have been for you to step down in the last years of the Obama administration and be replaced by a younger, more liberal female justice.
If I was a man, would they have said, oh, you should step down? No, I'm a frail woman. But, I might have looked frail on the outside, but I was not frail. But I felt that I was going to live. I really thought, you know what? I'm going to live through, what's his name? Orange. Which, please, God, what are you doing with him? Why is he still there and I'm not?
Well, he's not in office anymore.
Why is he breathing on the earth? And I mean, look, I'm happy to be here with Marty. I miss Marty. The decisions you make are, they're just, it's,
may I
it's,
answer?
It's mind boggling.
May I answer?
Yes. Okay. Yes, go
I
ahead.
I want to give you an honest answer. The honest answer is I work in mysterious ways. And when I say I work in mysterious ways, what I'm saying is shut up.
You don't tell me to shut up, God.
I've been telling everybody to essentially shut up for 5,000 years, so shut up.
Okay.
Shut up, infinity. Shut up, infinity squared.
Okay. God, in 2013, I was approached. Oh, you have a little cancer. I wasn't going to let cancer define my life. I worked too hard. And let me tell you something. What was my last wish? What was my last wish?
I remember it was to ride on Space Mountain.
No, I asked not to be replaced until a new president was elected. That was one thing.
But you made that wish earlier, years ago. The last actual wish was Space Mountain.
God, I hate rides. I'd rather read a book. I love the opera. Did you know that Antonin and I, I didn't agree with a goddamn thing that man said, but did he love the opera? I mean, I'm very opinionated, as you're aware. But I allowed myself to have an open mind. And I was very close with Breyer. I was very close. And Anton and I, they would always say, oh, how can you be friends with him? And I can compartmentalize. And that is what I did with my illness, because I knew my work was more important than my illness. And I feel that you really screwed me. You screwed me and you screwed the country. How did you let, what's his name, go through? The spoiled brat, what the fuck his name is.
That could be any of a number.
Kavanaugh.
Okay.
Kavanaugh.
Oh, yes,
that spoiled fucking brat. I don't understand it. I mean, Gorsuch, fine. He doesn't say much. But the two of them.
Why weren't you this outspoken and vocal and, frankly, filthy while you were alive?
I had to maintain some sort of decorum. I am in a position, a very high position. I am highly educated. I'm very cultured. And it was not becoming. It would not be becoming. And so I kept a lot inside. And now I'm free. Marty and I are having, we're having so much fun. When do you think Clarence Thomas will be up here?
No comment. Again, mysterious ways. Shut up. But I'm glad you and Marty are happy. I have to ask also, you're now rejoining Antonin. Are you and Antonin seeing Pavarotti perform up here?
Yes. We actually, it's funny you brought that up. We went, what was it? Marty, when did we, last Saturday, we went to see Pavarotti.
It was Friday.
Was it Friday?
Yeah, it was Friday.
Friday, I'm getting my days. I'm so happy that I'm not.
No, that's why. That's why he's here. Yeah, no, it's helpful.
Marty. So we went Friday. His voice is better than ever. I mean, I never heard it so melodious. It's just beautiful. The tonal quality. We really enjoyed. And Antonin was there. We had it's just like old times.
That's great.
Except no food.
I just always wondered about you and Marty and Antonin. Is there some kind of, is there a sexual tension going on there? Because you do spend, you would go on, you would go on safaris with Antonin. You go to Africa.
No, I wasn't attracted to Antonin. You know, it was always very platonic. And Marty and him got along very well. The four of us, we really, you know, there are not many times in your life where you really click with people. And the thing about Antonin, even though everything he said was shit, you know, as far as his opinions were concerned, he was smart, you know, so I could argue with him. I was always right, of course. You know, once we were out at the opera or we were traveling together, we didn't really talk about, you know, politics or our opinions.
Fascinating. That's really amazing and counterintuitive.
But it doesn't happen now. It doesn't happen now. Did you see the State of the Union the other day? It wasn't a State of the Union. Did you see the Biden speech?
Yeah, please don't ask me again if I saw something. I saw it. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. I forgot you're everywhere.
Thank
okay.
You.
Excuse
Thank
me.
You. That's
Excuse
okay.
me.
I'm trying to treat you with respect, and I expect.
Yes. No, God, listen, you did a lot of great things.
Thank you.
But lately, I have to say, I'm not that happy with what's going on.
Well, in my defense, I have ceased caring at all.
Well, that is very apparent.
Right.
That is
so I'm not actively destroying things. I'm just not saving anything anymore.
Uh-huh. Right.
And I've just kind of adopted a...
You have a fucking attitude.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Towards the whole...
But you're, you know, here's the thing. You have a responsibility and you're just saying, fuck it. And look, I'm gone. I'm done. I'm on vacation for the rest of whatever, eternity. But you still have to work.
Here's the great secret of everything in life. With great power comes no responsibility. Mm-hmm. That's the key. To whom am I responsible? Who is going to write me up? Who is going to fire me? Who is going to say, you've done a bad job, you get demoted?
You have no conscience. And that is why all this shit is going on right now.
Some would argue that it's because of the terrible things mankind is doing to the planet and each other.
Who created mankind?
That was a long time ago. And I was mm-hmm. I was different back then, and I've changed a lot. Mm-hmm. But let's keep our focus on the law.
Okay,
because
I'm sorry.
This is a bit of trivia about you that I think very few people know, but I do want to talk about it a little bit. You are actually mm-hmm. Jewish.
Yes, I am.
Yeah,
I
am that's Jewish. Right. I'm sure. I think a lot of people assumed you were a hardcore Baptist or Presbyterian.
No, I am a Jew.
Yeah.
I'm proud of my Jewish heritage. Marty's a Jew, right, Marty? Jewish?
Totally Jewish for the last 14 generations.
He's just so adorable. You don't know how much I missed him. Anyway, my mother, my name was Joan, actually. I don't know if you know this.
Again, I'm going to ask you not to ask me whether I
know
something.
Oh, I'm so sorry. So my name was Joan, and there were too many Jones in school, so I went by Ruth. I don't know. I know you have a co-host named Joan, so I just thought
I do.
She
could be on in a little bit. And of course,
I love her. Love her. Big fan.
Yeah, she's fun. She's a sidekick. I'm the host.
Of course, the show. Yes.
She's here to help me.
Just a typical male. Typical male. And you know, and I have to tell you, God, I didn't think you were a male.
What did you think I was?
You know, I was thinking, you know, gender fluid, perhaps, but or female. But yeah, I was not certain you were male. But yes, back to I am Jewish and I'm proud to be a Jew.
Why do you think Jews have such a strong interest in the law?
You know, for thousands of years, as you know, we have been studying the same piece of scripture. You go to Borough Park, right? These Hasidic Jews are sitting there for hours and hours all day long, studying the same thing to look for new perspectives, to look and find another interpretation. And that is how we think. The Jews think. It's a thinking person's religion. So we ask questions. We try to look at things from all different aspects. That's what the law is. It's an interpretation.
Well, that's a perfect segue, Ruth, because you're right. The Jews are the people of the book, people of the law, and I am the God of that Mosaic law.
Yes.
And you're a judge, you interpret. And I wanted to run a couple of Mosaic laws from the Old Testament by you and get your interpretation of them and just from a judicial standpoint. So here's one. This is Leviticus 15:24.
Oh, yeah.
If any man lies with her and her menstrual impurity comes upon him, he shall be unclean 7 days, and every bed on which he lies shall be unclean.
Have you tried to get blood out of sheets? Have you tried? You have to soak it. It is unclean. It is unclean. But yes, it takes about 7 days to soak the blood out of the sheets. So yeah, I get that.
Okay. Here's one. When a woman has a discharge and the discharge in her body is blood, she shall be in her menstrual impurity for 7 days, and whoever touches her shall be unclean until the evening, and everything on which she lies shall be unclean, everything on which she sits shall be unclean. Whoever touches her bed shall wash his clothes and bathe himself in water and be unclean until the evening, and whoever touches anything on which she sits shall wash his clothes and bathe himself in water and be unclean until the evening.
What are you trying to do? So you did this. I mean, you're asking me what my interpretation is. My interpretation is that you hate women. That is my interpretation. You hate women. You cannot deal with menstrual blood. It's part of, you created us. You created this entire system of every 28 days, blood gushing out. You think we wanted that? Do you know how uncomfortable it is?
Well, maybe if you didn't want to menstruate, maybe the first one of you shouldn't have eaten an apple that I told
it's
you
always,
not to eat.
You know what? You know what?
That's what it comes down to. Is
fine.
I put produce regulations in for a reason.
Okay.
And one of you did something wrong. Therefore, every single one of you must be punished in perpetuity. It's fair.
It is not fair. It is one person makes a mistake. And I have to and why couldn't it just be the blood and no cramping? I mean, do you know how uncomfortable it is? The backache, the nausea. It's awful. It's an awful thing to go. And then afterwards, the menopause is hell. Why do you hate women, God? Why?
I'm just a Freudian unconscious projection of a lot of masculine insecurity in the Near East in the first and second millennium BC-ish. That's kind of what it is. So that's
and let
kind
me tell
of,
you
yeah.
something.
Sure.
I'm going to tell you something. The uncleanliness that you speak of, okay? This is all the basis for why we are treated like shit, okay?
Yeah.
You marginalized us, calling us unclean. First of all, let me say something, okay?
Mm-hmm.
We're unclean because we're menstruating. These people wouldn't even be here if we didn't menstruate.
Yeah. It makes no sense.
You make no sense. At least, have you read any of my arguments? They're terrific.
Yeah, they're good. A lot of them are dissents because you're in the minority because you've lost
because
a lot.
Because of you.
Right. Quick question. Is this constitutional? Exodus 21:7-8. When a man sells his daughter as a slave, she will not be freed at the end of 6 years as the men are. If she does not please the man who bought her, he may allow her to be bought back again. First Amendment violation, you think?
I'm going to go with yes. I would vote against that. That is a big dissent. And again, another one of your policies that you put forth and have ruined the lives of women everywhere. I hope you've changed. I really do hope you've changed. And I hope that you look back on this and realize the atmosphere you have created for women around the world.
Yeah.
It's negative. It's not positive. It's negative.
Yeah. This isn't the first time I've said this, but mm-hmm. I made you in my image and I'm an asshole.
Right.
And that's pretty much it. That's pretty much what it boils down to. If I were a better God, I agree, you'd be better people. But the thing is, because I rule you, you have to bow down to me, you have to apologize, and I don't, because I don't have anybody over me. So I'm as guilty as the worst of you, except I am not obliged to give a shit.
Your ego is just, it's ridiculous. Because you're not that great at your job. I'm just saying, you're not that great at your job. And I know a couple other people like that.
My ego is not because I'm great at my job, because you're right, I'm not great at my job. My ego is because I have the job. That's enough. Just having the job.
I think you know that a lot of people, a lot more people than ever before, they think of you as obsolete.
Yes, I know. Well, that's why I've moved to Twitter, and right. why I'm doing a podcast is because I am mm-hmm. trying to reach to the younger people.
I mean, God, think about it. Everyone has a podcast. Everyone, you know that. Everyone has a podcast.
Very true.
And it's been, how long have people had podcasts? 5, 6, 7, 8 years?
Well, I've had a podcast for a while. This is actually episode 1,017,000 for me. I've had a podcast for 6,000 years.
Oh. Okay.
And for the first 5,990 of them, I had no competition and the ratings were sensational. But right. in the last 10 years, for whatever reason, and I'm still not sure myself.
Right.
There have sprung up a huge number of competing podcasts. And now I have to work a little harder. That's why I brought Joan on to kind of bring in what I'm told is a youth right. demographic. Although
I hope that Joan whatever. Gets paid the same amount as you do for this.
Yeah. No, she does. We both
exactly get, the same.
We both get the same $0. Yes. We do.
Okay.
Originally, when we signed up, I was going to be paid $0 and she was going to be paid half of $0. Mm-hmm. But I insisted that she be paid exactly what I'd be paid.
Marty, what's going on?
No, I'm just, how does this remote work? I'm trying to, what is it? Is this on Netflix or Hulu?
Just press where it says, can you see the N?
The N.
Press the button where
okay,
the N. Okay, all right, go ahead.
Okay, got it. Okay, thank you.
What are you watching, Marty?
I'm watching the show about there's people baking. People baking in the British Bake Off show.
Oh yeah, we love cooking shows, Marty. Marty loved to cook. I didn't cook. Marty loved to cook.
This woman is putting in a quince. What is a quince?
That is a noise that your vagina makes. A quince.
No. Yeah, you're funny.
Buddy, I missed you, you know.
Yeah. Are you talking to God?
Yeah.
Tell him I said hi.
God, Marty says hi.
I know. Again, I...
Oh, sorry. Oh, my God. I'm so sorry. You know, your attitude is shit, by the way.
Yeah. Let's talk about your body. Your body. Who should control it?
Me. I control my body.
Uh-huh.
You control your body. Joan controls her body.
I would say when Joan was being tied to a stake and burned alive, she was in no way in control of her body.
Right.
Hey, I wanted to ask you. So you, by the end of your life, you're going around known as the Notorious RBG. Do you like that whole little rap moniker?
God, you know, it was flattering, you know, because you know what? When you get to be my age and the kids love you, I mean, that says something. You know what I'm saying? Because, and you know, I was just talking to Joan Rivers the other day. We had bumped into each other. And we were talking about being relevant in your 80s and how it kept us young.
Wow. You're in your 80s and you're still relevant to the world. Wow. That's really, really impressive.
Right. Because as you know, God, men in their 80s Men remain relevant no matter how old they are. Women become invisible after 50. You know, and I wasn't going to let that happen. And neither was Joan. Oh, she's hilarious.
Yes, she's big a very fan. Funny woman. It's great to see her reunited here in heaven with her old face. Yes. It's really, it's fun to see that.
And I always, you know, I said to her, because I looked at her and I said, Joan, is that you? And she was like, oh, yeah. And I said, you know, it's amazing because you're beautiful. I don't know why. She looks good. I think she looks fantastic.
Do you agree with the assessment of many rap scholars that Biggie had the dopest ass flow of all time?
I do. I felt Biggie's ass flow, you know, first of all, big fan of Biggie. And Biggie's ass flow really was the greatest because, look, Tupac did not have a good ass flow, you know? I mean, I love Tupac. He was such a handsome, what a tragedy. But Biggie, definitely, the ass flow.
Okay, so when I say that Biggie had the dopest ass flow, you're saying that he had the dopest ass flow.
Ass flow, yeah.
Okay.
Ass flow.
Okay. You know your rap, RBG, I have to tell you.
Oh, I do. I do. I know my rap.
The court finds you must stick around for part two of my interview with Ruth Bader Ginsburg. Are you reconnecting with any of the old other justices at the Supreme Court? Have you run into Thurgood Marshall?
Oh, Sandy! I talked to Sandy.
Sandra Day O'Connor, the first female justice, of course, yes.
What a blockbuster. Yeah, she's great. I mean, a little too conservative for me. But yeah, so we've been talking. Thurgood. Ah! I mean, he's very popular up here. Yeah, he's doing terrific. And, you know, we try to stay out of politics, but sometimes it's hard. You know,
I have to say it's uncomfortable for me. It always has been to have judges up in heaven because like I do the judging, you know, only God can judge
right.
me. That's
right.
the saying. And it's true. Right. Only I can judge you. But you're up there and you've been judging your whole lives.
Right.
And now you spend your afterlives. You continue to judge. And it's I don't get mad because I understand it's who you are, but it's a little weird for me.
But we're good at it. God, that's the difference. We've done our due diligence. We did the work. Your judgment comes from what? From where?
I guess my judgment ultimately comes from a place called shut the fuck up. I guess, kind
of.
Oh,
yes, yes, yes.
Yeah.
See, yeah, we've done our research. We've read, you know, volumes of opinions and then come to a conclusion. Your judgment just comes from your big fucking ego, which is ruining the world.
Okay.
You can say.
Okay, but shut up.
Okay.
Thank you.
That's what you say.
Okay. Yeah. No, you can't win an argument with me because I'm God.
Right. And the way you end the argument is very mature.
I don't have to be mature. I don't have to look good for anybody who is judging me. That's the thing about my job.
God.
I know I do it poorly. I don't care. Do you think Trump cared that he did the job poorly? He didn't care. He had the job. That was
right.
the only
he had the
thing.
Job, and that's all
And
he
I
wanted.
Have the job. But unlike him, I don't face an election every 4 years. I got this
right.
gig in perpetuity. So it's a good gig for me.
I just wish you'd take a break. You know what I mean? Everyone needs a vacation. Let someone else take over.
Like who?
Just for a little bit.
Who?
I mean, I'm happy to take over. Marty. Marty.
What?
Do you mind if I work up here? You don't care, right?
It's broken again.
All right. Why don't you watch Maisel? You love Maisel.
I love it.
Put Amazon. Look at the A.
Oh, here we go.
And you put on Maisel. See? Remember our apartment? Looked exactly like that.
What button do I push where I can just say it?
Just say A.
A.
Right. But more like you're taking a shit.
A.
Right. Did Amazon come on?
Oh, yeah, it did.
Okay, good. There you go.
You two are so cute. It's
he's
just
adorable.
So nice to have you both
yeah,
up here.
I did miss him. But and you know what he said to me when he saw me? Ruth, you look beautiful. And, you know, he would always say that to me every morning when we got up. Ruth, you look beautiful. And so that was the first thing he said to me when I got up there.
That is so, I think people don't realize that heaven, among many things, is very cute. Heaven is a very cute place. And that's a cute scene.
Yes, it's incredible because you'll be, you know, just roaming. And there's Frank Sinatra.
Wait, Sinatra's up here?
Sinatra, I think he actually left.
Yeah, errors. Okay, if you saw Sinatra up here, then mistakes were made, and thank you for pointing that out to me.
He said he had to go. He said
he did have to go. He very much had to go.
But
and
he was here for a few minutes. I think he was visiting. I think he was visiting. Yeah. Oh, I bumped into Sammy Davis Jr. the other day.
Now he belongs here, yeah.
Now that was the consummate performer, you know?
Consummate.
Sammy. Yeah.
Consummate. Absolutely. I agree.
Eleanor Roosevelt also. I saw her a couple of weeks ago, and I felt so short next to her.
Tall woman, tall woman.
Yeah, but just lovely, just lovely.
Hey,
yeah.
You know, I mentioned before, I don't do this show alone. I do it with a co-host, and she's somebody that, like you, is esteemed and revered by many of the sitting, menstruating class, and it's Joan of Arc. And Joan, please come back to the studio. Joan, you can come back in now.
Joan, how are you?
I didn't know your real name was Joan too.
I know. Didn't know? Yes. So I'm a Joan, and you're a Joan.
And I love Joan Rivers. And if I could maybe come next time when you guys have lunch, would that be okay?
You're welcome. Totally. I'm sure. Oh, Joan would love to see you. You know, she loves the cross dresses.
OMG RBG is what I always say. Okay, it is an honor, Your Honor, and I have a few burning questions for you. No pun intended. Well, yes, pun intended. Okay, so as you know, in 1431, I was part of a very, very famous trial.
Yes.
And I was found guilty for heresy and witchcraft and burned alive at the stake. And
I know.
So I guess what I wanted to know from you is that what would have been your decision? And have you ever sentenced anyone to burning on the stake?
Now, both excellent questions, Joan.
Thank you.
I have not ever sentenced anyone to burning at the stake, although I've had a burnt steak and I have not enjoyed it. You have such a good sense of humor.
You are so funny.
It wasn't that funny. It was funny. It just wasn't that
Why
funny.
Why do you have to? You're so miserable. You're so funny.
I'm sorry. Go on. Answer.
You just want to ruin everyone's good time. That's all you do.
Thank you.
It's so annoying, God. I don't understand it. You're miserable. Are you on antidepressants?
I'm actually on pro-depressants.
You need to work out with my trainer. Anyway, Joan.
Yeah.
I am very sorry for what happened to you. And I think you look very sexy in men's clothing.
Thank
I just want you. You to know that. You know, look. I think you got the shit end of the stick. I do. But, and I would have let you be. But you were canonized. I mean, that felt good, the canonization. And then you were put in the theme song of Maud. So, I mean, seriously, what more?
I never got to go to prom.
Joan of Arc had the world to guide her.
It's true.
She didn't care if the whole world, remember?
Yeah. No, you're always right. I'm not arguing with that. I wouldn't argue with Judge, but I wanted to go to prom. There were things I wanted to do.
I know. But, you know, look, sometimes there are sacrifices that you have to make, and you made it. But look, you're still alive in people's minds.
And I'm a saint.
People still talk about you. How long ago? Was that the 1400s?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So it was a long time ago.
Right. I mean, who else from that period of time is everyone still talking about?
Ruth, before we go, you have legions of fans down below. They miss you. They wish you were still here. Any message for them?
I just want to say, I worked my ass off. I worked my big, fat Jewish ass off.
It's not that fat, Ruth. It's not.
All right. It's a expression. I worked my ass off, and not for this Mitch McConnell. When is he coming up here? I'd like to talk to him.
That will happen at a point in the not too distant future.
Thank you. Although I don't want to see him, I want Trump up here.
I don't think he's going to be up there.
Yeah, I was going to say, you're
oh,
not,
yeah, Trump's yeah. not going. Oh, you're wait, not, Mitch is not coming up here.
Exactly.
When is, you're oh, not, you're not seeing, what?
Hell no.
Yeah, you're okay. not seeing Mitch and you're not seeing Don. That's not going to happen. You're going to have to imagine those conversations.
So I just want to say I remain an icon. And I want all women to know you can do anything. You are equal. You can accomplish everything a man can and more while you're bleeding, while blood is coming out of your vagina, ugh. While you're cramping.
Captain, okay.
God, you created it. And then
I know, but I still don't like talking about it. It's just icky for me.
He's very squeamish.
You really should have... You could have done a little different where the... Men could have had some other physical responsibilities. The fact that they stick it in, they spread their sperm, and then we have to do everything? It's ridiculous. I don't like the way you divvied it up, but that's fine.
99 times out of 100, when they spread their sperm, they ain't sticking it in. Believe me, okay? That's not how it's generally done. Okay. I see everything. I see what goes on in bedrooms and bathrooms, and... It's basically masturbation with like a tiny pinch of sex. That's the entire worldview of sexuality from where I'm sitting.
Okay. I would like to tell my fans, God, that A, I miss them. There is a terrific book out, which I got up here. And Marty and I, have you heard of Judy Gold, the comedian?
I love her.
Joan, you have terrific taste. Mm-hmm. She... wrote a book about free speech that is just terrific. The audiobook was in the New York Times. I don't know if you, because I read the book review. And it's such a terrific, it's called Yes, I Can Say That. When they come for the comedians, we're all in trouble. So Marty and I just laughed and laughed. It was such a terrific book. Right, Marty? Did you enjoy the book? You okay?
Yeah.
One of my favorite podcasts besides yours is Kill Me Now, which is also hosted by Judy Gold. Marty and I have been fans of Judy Gold for a very, very long time.
What is this odd and seemingly superfluous connection you have with Judy Gold?
As with Antonin, you know, you find something in someone that gravitates you towards them. And it, just the fact that she's so brilliantly funny, intelligent. And she's a good person. And I feel that she stands for a lot of things that are very important. She's charitable. I don't know if you know the word tzedakah.
Yes.
Like means Neil tzedakah.
No, tzedakah means charity in Hebrew. Yes.
So she does a lot of tzedakah. She believes in Tikkun Olam. I don't know if you heard of that. Healing of the world.
Yes, the healing of the world. Yes.
She's a good person. And you know what? There's nothing more honorable than making another person laugh. And that's what she does. Right, yes. Marty?
Oh, Judy is a very funny person.
I know. She really is. So, we love her. She's our favorite. I mean, don't tell Joan, but... we love.
You know, I really wasn't listening before. What was the name of that book by Judy Gold? And what was the name of her podcast?
Yes. So the Judy Gold book is Yes, I Can Say That. When they come for the comedians, we're all in trouble. And the podcast is called Kill Me Now. God, I have to tell you, I follow you on Twitter. And you just bring joy to my life. That is the one good thing you're good at. Is the Twitter.
Thank you very much.
The Wi-Fi in heaven is for shit.
Yeah.
That's the only problem.
Could you do something about that?
I am working on it. I am a bit of a Luddite when it comes to technology. I am actually still using an ENIAC computer, which is the computer that they used to be able to walk through in the 50s. It was so big you could walk through it.
Yes. I remember that. Oh, yeah. I remember when that came out. It was such a rage.
Yeah. So I am meaning to fix that. But thank you very much for your kind words about the Twitter account. I do like communicating on Twitter because no one has to answer me. I don't have to read the replies is the great thing.
So it's you not don't like, read the replies?
I don't very rarely.
Do you read the replies?
Sometimes. Only when I'm feeling insecure. So yes, I do.
Okay. You all read the time. Replies. Okay.
All the time. Yeah.
Everyone.
Yeah. Everyone.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone. Well, Ruth Bader Ginsburg, thank me for coming by.
God, I want to thank God that I was
right.
able to do this. Joan, it was a pleasure.
I've
always
the
been a big fan
mine.
Because, you know, I enjoy women who, you know, change the world, and you really did. And God, you got to. Something's got to change.
Like what?
I don't know. It's the negative and the plague. What the fuck is that plague?
Oh, COVID?
Yeah, what the fuck?
What you don't realize is trillions and trillions of tiny little viruses have been made so happy by this plague. And you only see it from your little shallow, selfish,
mm-hmm.
humanistic point of view.
Right. Well, you've changed.
I have not changed. Mm-hmm. You've just grown more perceptive. Ruth Bader Ginsburg, mm-hmm. everybody.
Thank you. Thank you, God.
Joan, are Ruth and Marty not the cutest couple you've ever seen in your life?
Oh, my you. They are so sweet and adorbs.
They are amazing. And just the names, Ruth and Marty, doesn't get more, you know, cute old Jewish couple than that.
Yeah, you have a lot of Jews on this show, actually.
What does that mean?
Nothing. It was just an observation. But we can edit that out, right? I feel like it came out wrong.
Yeah, we're not editing that out because I want you to understand that that's you don't say
it
you have a lot of Jews on the show.
It wasn't meant
that
in
sound,
a mean way. It was an...
They're my chosen people.
No, it wasn't judgy. Jesus, if you could just take that out. We'll air this. We don't need that. It's not...
No.
Okay.
See you next week.
Godcast is a Forever Dog production. Executive produced by Alex Ramsey, Brett Boehm, Joe Cilio, and David Javerbaum. Original music by Gabe Lopez. Joan of Arc appears courtesy of Tara Sands. For more original podcasts, visit foreverdogpodcasts.com and subscribe to our shows on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. For ad-free episodes and exclusive bonus content from this show and others, sign up for Forever Dog Plus at foreverdogpodcasts.com/plus. And if you haven't already, remember to follow God on Twitter @TheTweetOfGod.